Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to KNKX. Seattle residents can sometimes roll their eyes at tourists who run all over the city trying to see every sight in a day or two. But KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley says many of us do the same thing when we travel. In this encore presentation of Going Places, Brumley has a simple message for 88.5's Ed Ronco. Don't do that.
Mistake number one when you go on a trip is often to try and see everything. This flies in the face of your theories, Matthew Brumley, on how to be a happy traveler.
We tend to make a checklist. We approach everything with our giant list, and we feel like we've had a successful day or a successful journey or a successful grand trip if we've checked everything off our list. And what we become when we're traveling through places like Europe is trophy hunters. You know, we want to have our photo taken in front of the Eiffel Tower and then the Leaning Tower of Pisa and then the Colosseum. All these great landmarks, but we're kind of missing out on the journey if we do that.
That checklist, those sites that people want to see so badly, those are often the reasons to go on the trip. But I would imagine that you find when you lead tours that it's not the thing that resonates with people.
Not at all. In fact, I think it's to everyone's surprise at the end of the trip when we ask them, what was the highlight? It actually wasn't the Eiffel Tower or the Colosseum or standing in front of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It almost always is some little village they'd never heard of, enjoying a passeggiata or an evening stroll through a little Umbrian town or Tuscan town, and having that one-on-one time with locals, trying the food, trying the wine. It's sometimes not even the art. I mean, as great as the Uffizi Art Gallery is and seeing great Botticelli painting, it doesn't compare to being out in the countryside in Chianti, enjoying your time with some fellow travelers and enjoying a phenomenal glass of wine.
The things you're describing sound very organic to me. Mm-hmm. How do I make sure they happen without forcing them?
Take your nose out of your guidebook. You know, stop looking for manufactured experiences. Instead, don't be afraid to try something new. And I would say that many of the best travel experiences I've ever had have been the ones that I didn't expect and I didn't even see coming. Allow yourself some time every day just to go out and explore, and don't worry about what expert is saying this, that, or the other about some certain town, and just enjoy the vibe, enjoy the people, enjoy the ambiance of a specific place.
It's interesting to me to hear a tour guide say that the best thing you can do is ditch the tour guide.
That's right. We're very good at telling you what to do. But at the same time, I think the trade-off is that you're missing out a little bit on the experience by not discovering the place on your own. And what I really like to do on trips that I lead is provide like an afternoon where you're in Barcelona or you're in some great city and you say, look, we'll see you back at dinner time. Have a great day. Here's your maps. Go get lost. And it's really fun to meet people at the end of the day and hear their stories. And everybody's so excited about the little place they stumbled upon, the little piazza, the little square that no one's ever even heard of, that I didn't even know about. And it makes life a bit more rich.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.